So I'll just do the intro, and I'll set it up, and I'll kind of let you guys just take over the telling of this tale. Whoa! Did you guys hear? Oh. Hold on. I'm getting some.
That sounds like that machine from last time.
Did you guys hear that too?
Yeah.
I did.
Okay. Well, we'll have to expect the unexpected. This is our haunted episode. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I am your host, Phil Gonzalez, and I took a weekend off because I had a long week leading up to Halloween, and I got really tired, and I decided, hey, you know what? I want to come back with a bang, and I had no idea what to come back with, and then all of a sudden, a great big bang fell into our laps. Well, not my lap, someone else's lap. Today, I am thrilled to be joined by our sweet, sweet bear boys. They are back. Bradley, Mariska, and Jeremy Gloff, our collectors, are back. And do they have a tale to tell? This tale begins, well, for us, way back with our live episode. But for these guys, many, many, many a year ago. Hello, Brad and Jeremy.
Hey, hey Phil. Phil.
So you guys have a pretty big story for us.
We do. We have a tall tale, but it's not just a tale. It is a true story. And it revolves around what we believe to be the holy grail, the unicorn of the Berenstain Bears collecting world. And that is the fun book published by Golden, 1993, an activity and coloring book that previously was an undiscovered mystery to both of us.
Well, why don't you guys fill us in, for those who are not familiar, what is the big deal about this so-called fun book?
Well, it actually started in 2010, because isn't that around when we started becoming friends, Brad?
That's about right.
So, and at that time, I feel like the Berensteins published their first kind of more definitive bibliography on their website around that time. So I was going through the copyright records, going like ISBN one after another, and this book came up called Fun Book, which none of us had ever heard of, and it was in the Library of Congress copyright records. So I think Brad and I were in communication, and I'm like, what's up with this book? Have you ever heard of it? And no one had ever heard of it.
Yeah, I previously had not known about it until Jeremy messaged me, and he said, I think I have a new book for our list, if it ever was indeed published. And he's like, it's called The Fun Book. And I'm like, The Fun What Book? He's like, it's just the Fun Book.
Now, is there a possibility that a book could show up on the Library of Congress list and never have been published?
Yeah, because these were just copyright records. This wasn't the, is that correct? This wasn't the actual Library of Congress catalog, correct?
No, I think this was the actual catalog, which is why. Okay. So then I emailed Random House and the Steens, and they both said that it was a small book. So we knew it was a small book, and that's all. Like, Random House, they said it was published, and that, oh, that's a tiny book. So that's all we had for years. Because in my experience, usually when something makes it to the copyright record, it has been published. If something's on Amazon, that doesn't mean anything.
So where do you go from there? Like, where do you go from, like, if the Berensteins themselves were just like, I don't know, it's just some book. Like, how do you begin your search?
And that was the difficulty of it. You know, all of the traditional means of finding books turned nothing up. And after, you know, asking for more information from the Berensteins, they did not know any more information about it. They didn't have a copy of it themselves that they could even look at or make a copy of. So it really was this. I mean, we didn't even know what it looked like. We didn't even know what was on the cover. So, you know, if you're spending time doing research on eBay or Craigslist or Etsy, you don't even know what you're looking for, like what's going to catch your eye.
And another thing that we should say, though, is that other books from the series were online. Like, there's a Pinocchio one online, a Snow White one, and a Bugs Bunny one.
Oh, so this is like a series of books?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have the Bugs Bunny one. Brad used to have the Pinocchio one.
I used to have the Pinocchio one. So when we found out about this, we did a little research and found out that this was a series that Golden had made, but they were miniatures, and they weren't, we don't believe, ever released commercially in bookstores. They were more of like something that would be at the checkout or an end cap in a supermarket. They were very disposable. They were very small. There was, only one printing of them, but we were able to at least know that some of the books in this series had been released. So probably the Berenstain Bear one had been released as well. We just had never seen one. So we kind of knew the size of the book. We knew what the covers of other books in the series looked like, not Berenstain Bear ones, but like the Pinocchio fun book and the Snow White fun book and all of that. But we still didn't really know.
This is something that a parent would have just grabbed for their kid at the gas station, like just something to keep them busy in the back seat.
Yeah, for 50 cents probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, super cheap.
And also, we should say that Golden used the same ISBN for these books as other books. Like all of them were reused,
Oh,
so it's almost
wonderful.
impossible to track it down from the number because all the numbers led to older books. Also, it was so weird.
So we're looking at like a this is a real like Dan Brown mystery. Like you've got like these limited clues. This artifact that exists somewhere nobody knows where,
Yeah,
and
and if we ever did unearth a trove of them in the basement of some library or closed supermarket, as we opened the box, it would release a virus
right.
that could destroy the world, right?
Wasn't there a 101 Dalmatians one too, if I'm remembering correctly? I don't know. Well, who cares about them?
I don't know.
Yeah, somewhere there's somebody who probably is obsessed with the entire series, I'm going to assume.
Well, this is one thing, another means of research I did, because Golden books themselves are very collectible. Lots of
Yeah.
people collect Golden books. So
Right.
I reached out to some Golden book collectors and posted on one of their collector sites, and no one ever responded. And that post was viewed by hundreds of collectors. And again, this was just such a weird, it's not a little Golden book. It's not a traditional book that I don't think anybody was even collecting them. And if they were, they
Nobody
weren't
cares.
offering information to us about them.
Because the post that Brad made on that message board would actually come up when you Googled it. Because
Oh,
I would
yeah.
Google look for it, and Brad's post would come up. I thought these books were going to be the same size as like those Whitman books, like the Bugs Bunny ones from the 80s that had the cardboard like hardcovers, but they're not. There's no other books that have these dimensions in
That's
my that are
crazy.
self-covered. Are there, Brad? Have you ever seen any of
No.
those?
So we mentioned this was a this story this book was brought up on the live episode. Brad implored the crowd, please, please go through your basements and attics, like dig through your old stuff. I'm desperate to find this book. And then the other day, on Facebook, there was this surprise posting by Brad, and it was probably the most excited thing I'd ever seen posted on Facebook. So what happened?
Yeah,
Well,
this is Brad's story. This is a good one.
I've been emailing Mike Berenstain lately, just with some questions, and I hadn't talked to him in a while, but when my collection was going on display at Sweet Reads in Austin, Minnesota, and I had requested a letter from him to just sort of mark the occasion. And what happened was we just started corresponding, and we've exchanged a handful of emails now in the past couple months since that happened. And I asked him again, even though that I knew that Jeremy had reached out to the Berenstains, but this had been a while ago. This was probably 6 years ago when we first discovered this book, and they basically said they didn't have any information about it. So I decided to ask him again, now that Mike is in charge and has been doing it for a while, and we'd gotten to know his assistant pretty well. And I say, there's this book. We were not even positive that it was ever published. We think it maybe was, but we've never seen it. Do you have any information about it? When you're in the archives rooting around, can you keep an eye out for it? Or as you're going through old contracts with Golden, can you see if it's just mentioned anywhere? And he said, "Yep, I don't even know what book you're talking about, but we'll keep our eye out for it." Well, it wasn't more than a couple weeks later, I got an email from him, and he said, and it was hilarious because it was just so matter of fact. And he said, "Good news, I found three copies of the fun book in our archives." And he said it was stuck in between two other things in a folder, and it was so small, even like he didn't know how small it was. So it hadn't been cataloged, and no one had really noticed it. And it was just sitting there. And he said, "I've never seen this before." He said, "I
Oh.
don't know if we ever did publish this. Maybe we did, maybe we didn't, but I suspect it was, but it was just a really small run, and no others have showed up."
Wow. And so, how did you get your hands on it?
Well, I just wrote back and said, "Well, you found three copies." And the email had said, "We're going to send you a copy." And I was just like, "Oh my gosh, this is amazing." Because, I would pay hundreds, maybe even $1,000 for this book. And I wrote back and I said, "Is there any chance that I could get two copies? Because I really, really want to send a copy to my buddy Jeremy in Florida. He's the other, world's largest collector of Berenstain Bears books. He deserves it because he's the one who discovered this book. Like, Jeremy's the one who found out about it." And Eleanor wrote back and she said, "Oh no, Mike wants you to have all three of them. They're on their
Wow.
way." So we each have a copy now, and we are going to present the third copy to The Strong, the National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York, where they have a large collection of Berenstain Bears memorabilia.
Wow.
And so next summer, when we travel there, we are going to gift that so that there is a museum that has this book in their possession.
Now, this is amazing because it's such an incredibly rare find, but it's such an unremarkable looking book.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to really explain it to anybody who sees it because it literally looks like something that you would just buy at the supermarket and then toss aside. It's a very simple book.
And the little twist to the story was that years ago, Brad and I had made a deal. We each picked one book that if the other person found it, they had to buy it for the other one. So the one I picked was Fun Book. At that time, I don't think we knew how rare it was. So I always felt kind of bad. Like, I'm like, oh man, if Brad finds that first, like he can, but the fact that two were found made that whole thing moot, which is cool because it wasn't even an issue. And the book I picked was the Baby Bear, the Toy Animals, and I found that this year also.
Yeah.
Like everything, like this is 2016 is the year.
And last year was terrible. 2015 was one of the worst years for collecting. We just
Yeah.
didn't find anything. And this year has been
So
fantastic.
tell us about this book. What is this book?
It's just a little coloring book.
Yeah. Does it tell
It's
a
like,
story? Yeah, does it?
no, like, I don't want to devalue it because it's like I said, I would still pay $1,000 for it, but like
$100 a page.
I understand why people threw it away. Does that sound terrible?
I am going to assume it's not illustrations by the Berenstains, or is it just like Berenstain clip art? Like, what are these images?
I would guess it's not actually illustrated by Stan and Jan. It's like clip arty, or it was done by a surrogate. It's just black, ink line drawing. It's like coloring book pages, and then some activities like a maze and a connect the dots, and find the one that doesn't match, and word jumble and things like that.
I don't see the name Stan and Jan anywhere in the. Oh, wait, here they are. Yeah, I see it in very small print on the first page.
Yeah.
Stanley and Janice,
So,
actually.
Jeremy, you have the you said you have the Bugs Bunny one.
Yes.
Do they compare? Like, is it basically is each book like kind of just the same with the same mazes or puzzles or whatever?
Yeah, basically. I have like a 10 book Bugs Bunny collection, so I'm like, oh, I gotta have the fun book. It was like $4 on eBay, so I don't know if the Berenstain one was really rare or what, but.
If the other fun books show up though for collecting, that makes me wonder if this one never did actually hit the stores.
I feel like all the other ones have shown up. They're listed on Amazon, but they listed them by a unique number, like an am a. What's the name of the Amazon numbers? ASBN.
ASIN or
Yeah, they
yeah.
use yeah, those for Amazon.
So my big question, and the thing I've been wondering since you announced that this book was found, because this was the year of the collector, the two rare books have now been found. Are you done? Are you done with the collecting? Like,
No,
have you found
no.
everything now? Is it all
No.
downhill from here?
We have not found. Okay, I don't know if we should say. I think we can say. Can we say this, Jeremy?
All right, if you're listening to this podcast, Amanda, you better not try to outbid me and Brad. Christine, you better keep selling that collection enough.
Our collectors group, and we're always worried that she's gonna like steal some of these books out from under us. No, she's a great friend and collector. But what happens is, like, we sometimes don't like to tell people which books we're missing because, for example, there's another book that we are not entirely positive exists, but we're pretty sure it does, and it's called the ABC Tablet from 1984, and it was published by Plymouth. And this isn't even, it's less of a book than this is. It was like, right, it's like a notebook that elementary kids would have, it would just would have been blank paper for them to write on, but it has a Berenstain Bears cover and it says ABC Tablet. And same thing, like there's some others that have shown up, like you can go on eBay and find the Snoopy one.
Right.
Snoopy all over the place.
E.T. had
one. E.T. Plymouth Incorporated.
But the Berenstain Bears one, and now this one we know about because the Berenstains actually list this on their bibliography, which is baffling to us because it's not really a book and no one has ever seen it, but it must have been published because they put it on their list. So this is something we'd love to like take a look at when we visit their studio next summer and go
all
through their
archives.
When we do a live podcast from the studio of Mike Berenstain.
Another thing about the fun book is, though, we have someone in our collector's book, Matthew, right? We got to tell that story.
Oh, he punked us. Punked us so good. Tell this, Jeremy. This is so great.
So he posted a picture. Oh, I found the fun book, too. And he was mocking me and Brad's pictures with the same look of excitement on his face.
It was so great, though, because he's like, you know, I saw that picture in the group yesterday, and it looked really familiar to me, so I was going through my box of old Berenstain Bears books, and here it is. Like, so he's got a buddy who's, like, really good at Photoshop, and, like, he posts this picture in the group with this stupid grin on his face, and, like, and I was like, you have got to be kidding me. That is awesome. Now we know it really was actually released. Like, what's the story? How about it? And he, like, he went into radio silence for like 12 hours.
Yeah.
And then he finally reemerged and he's like, please don't kick me out of the group, but we photoshopped this.
It was so funny.
It was pretty
good.
It
was awesome.
I love our group.
It was pretty well done.
I have seven items that I still would like for what I consider my collection to be complete. So still seven to go.
Yeah.
Brad, you probably have like three or four, right?
I think it's three or four, yeah.
Well, we will not reveal to our audience what those mystery objects are because we do not want people buying them out from under you and then selling them to you at exorbitant cost. So this was an amazing, amazing find. And because I was somewhat privy to the hunt, because I had, you know, you had told us about it before, when you revealed it, I legitimately got excited. I showed people, I tried to get other people excited about it as well. Although, you know, for people outside the world of it, it seems a little like, so what? But I'm like, no, you have to understand, this is a really big deal. And I was just thrilled. I was just so thrilled that you guys found it, that the Berenstain family themselves were a part of the search, and that we were able to celebrate it here on the show.
Well, and what's funny too is that I was on an episode of a new podcast called The Not Boring Book Show,
yes.
And they had me on a few weeks ago to talk about my collection, and we talked pretty extensively about the fun book and how it was like, you know, my white whale, it was my holy grail, my unicorn that I still hadn't found, and I just got an email earlier in the week saying, oh, your episode is going to air this week. And I wrote back and said, and guess what? The book that we were talking so much about, I just found it last week. So that was really exciting. And it certainly doesn't diminish the value of that podcast at all. You should definitely check it out. It's really fun. And, you know, I know a lot of people think that, yeah, listening to a podcast about books can be boring. But this podcast and the podcast literally called The Not Boring Book Show prove otherwise.
Awesome. Well, guys, thank you once again for joining me. Will you come back on the show soon?
Oh, heck yeah. We have lots of books to talk about. You know, Jeremy, we should talk about those Questron books sometime on an episode of Deep in Bear Country.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I can probably dig them out of my collection.
All right. Well, next time, let's plan on talking about whatever the heck Questron is. All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Phil.
And where can our listeners find you?
BerensteinBearsCollectors.com or search for the Berenstain Bears Collectors on Facebook. It's a private group, but you can just ask to be a member. And you can find me on Twitter at Bradley_Mariska.
I'm just Jeremy Gloff on Facebook. You can add me if anyone wants to.
Do you have a website or anything where people can find your stuff?
I actually have a list of the books I own in jeremygloff.com.
Awesome. And you can find us wherever you found us to listen to the show. You can find me at berensteinbearcast.wordpress.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter at bstainbearcast. We're everywhere and anywhere. Like and review us on iTunes if you'd be so kind. It's always great to hear from people. So I'll be back next week with another episode, and I will see you two guys as soon as is earthly possible. And everyone else out there, we will see you next week. Deep
in Bear Country.